美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目医药单元的终极课程。Helen 因为头疼和胃疼到药店买了一些药，可是不管用，所以她今天约了医生看病。
That's right, Winnie. In this first part, Helen is describing her symptoms to the doctor. Let's listen.
I hope you can help me, doctor. I really haven't been feeling well the past few days.
I see. Can you describe your symptoms for me?
I've had a persistent pain in my stomach, and I've been getting really bad headaches, too.
Can you describe the stomach pain? Is it a dull pain or a sharp pain?
It's mostly a dull pain. No matter what I do, nothing seems to make it go away.
Professor, Helen 说她的头疼和胃疼都是 persistent， 这是什么意思呢？
You can call a symptom persistent if it won't go away. For example, I get a persistent headache every afternoon as soon as my children come home from school.
Oh, persistent pain 就是持续的疼痛。
Exactly. And do you know what sharp and dull pains are?
我知道。Dull pain 就是隐隐作痛，而 sharp pain 就是剧烈的疼痛。
Do you have a history of these kinds of symptoms?
Well, I've had stomach aches and headaches before, but never this serious and for so long.
Right. How long have you been feeling ill? Is it every day?
It's been on and off for a few months. I've tried taking aspirin to lessen the pain, but it doesn't help.
So, Winnie, how long has Helen had these symptoms?
她说啊，已经疼了几个月了。不过她说这些症状是 on and off， 这是什么意思呢？
That means that sometimes she has them and sometimes she doesn't.
Oh, on and off 就是说有时候疼，有时候不疼，时好时坏。
Right. You can use this phrase for other things too. For example, Chris and Tammy keep breaking up.But then getting back together, their relationship has been on and off for the past year.
Oh, 形容恋人的关系是 on and off, 就是说啊，他们总是分分合合。哎 ,Professor, 医生还问 Helen 是不是有 a history of these symptoms? 这就是问他是不是有这个病史，是不是老毛病吧。
Right again. The doctor might also ask if you have a family history of a disease.Meaning that other people in your family have had the same thing.
Family history of a disease, 也就是家族病史。
I'm not sure what the problem is. I need to do some tests before I can diagnose you.
How long will that take?
It will take about a week for the test results to come back. Until then, I can give you some painkillers to help alleviate the pain.
Thanks, doctor. I think that would really be helpful.
看来医生一时也不能判断 Helen 到底有什么病，所以要 do some test, 做一些化验，看看结果再说。
Yes, Winnie. And what does the doctor say he will do to help Helen alleviate the pain while they are waiting for the test results?
医生说先给 Helen 开一些 painkillers, 止痛药，希望这样啊能够 alleviate, 缓解她的疼痛。
I have just one last question.Have there been any big changes in your life that have affected your mental health?
Actually, my dog died a couple of weeks ago, and I've been really sad about it.
You know, sometimes when you are under a lot of mental stress, it can cause physical health problems. Have you thought about talking to a therapist?
No, I haven't. Do you think that would help?
It might. You should think about it.
原来 Helen 的狗几个星期前死了。医生说心理压力也有可能引起身体不适，所以他建议 Helen 去看看 therapist, 治疗师。
That's right. Usually, when Americans mention therapist, they refer to someone who you talk to about your mental health, but a physical therapist is someone who helps people recover from physical injuries.
Oh, therapist, 一般呢是指心理治疗师。Physical therapist 就是物理治疗师了。哎 ,Professor,你说 Helen 会去看 therapist 吗？
Let's listen next time to find out.
各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，感谢您的收听，下次再见。